Hi, everyone. Our verses for today are 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18. So let me read that for us. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Let me read that again. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ for you. So these three verses are often coupled together because there's just so much behind these three things. It's very simple, right? Very simple exhortation to rejoice, to pray, and give thanks. But if we can put on these attitudes, follow this exhortation, these commandments, it will change everything with how we live. So first, it's rejoice. And rejoice is something that is easy to do, but it's not easy to do all the time. And that's what this is suggesting. Rejoice always. Have joy all the time. Now, this kind of joy that's being brought up, it's not faking it, right? We're not supposed to have a fake joy. It's a real joy that is not grounded in circumstances. It's a joy because you're with Jesus, right? Knowing the goodness and the love of God. That's a real kind of joy. And if we know Jesus, then we can rejoice always because we're always with him. Now, again, it's not fake. It doesn't mean that there's not room to lament or to struggle. But it's even in, say, mourning, right? If we're like grieving something, we can have joy knowing that Jesus walks with us in the midst of that. So rejoice always. The second command here is to pray without ceasing, is to keep on praying. Pray continually is how this is translated in other versions. And this, of course, does not mean you need to have a 24/7 prayer meeting kind of thing, right? Your entire life is just sitting in a room and praying all the time. But what this is pointing to is depending upon God through prayer. Not letting it be our own understanding, our own will, our own desires that rule us, but over and over and over again, depending upon God as we pray, as we go through our lives, go through our day. Before we decide what to eat for lunch today, maybe we should pray. Or as we struggle through things, we should start with prayer. Over and over again, depending upon the wisdom and the love being in relationship with Jesus. Finally, it says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. This idea of giving thanks in all circumstances, it's recognizing that no matter what or no matter how things seem around our lives, no matter what the circumstances are, we give thanks to God because God is doing something good, even if we cannot see it. This doesn't mean that we have to look at everything that is like wrong or hard and like determine that there's God has some divine purpose in it per se, but it's recognizing that in every moment we have something with which we can give thanks to God. At the very baseline, which is a lot, is the presence of Jesus, of the Holy Spirit in our lives. But even in difficult circumstances, we recognize that God wants to do something. And I think one of the best examples that we can give right now about giving thanks in all circumstances is being able to give thanks for this age of COVID. Can we give thanks to God in this season? This has been a hard season, a challenging season for all of us. But personally, I give thanks to God because in many ways, he's brought revival to my heart. He's drawn me closer to him. He's challenged me to grow, to trust and depend all the more in this season. To depend upon him. And for that, I give thanks. And so I'd invite us to do the same thing. Let's give thanks in this season, in this whatever we're going through, and let's rejoice because Jesus is with us. And every day, let us depend upon God in prayer. Let's pray without ceasing. I said it's not about having a 24/7 prayer meeting, but let's try to have a 24/7 prayer meeting in a sense where moment by moment, we keep coming back to Jesus. And depending upon him, praying, talking to him. Let's pray that we'll be in relationship with him like that as well. So let's put on these three attitudes, these three exhortations, and let's experience the joy, dependence, and thanksgiving for who God is. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you for these commandments to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and to give thanks in all circumstances. I pray that we will do it, not because we can see like how everything is perfect and good, but because we can see that you are perfect and good in our lives. We thank you, Jesus, for your love. Continue to work in us, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.